phone call coming in. Pardon me, please.
Hello?
Yes, is this headlights?
Yes.
Okay. That sells, like, the safety vest and so forth?
Yes.
Okay, well, I hadn't ordered for a few years, and the number I had been disconnected.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I just lucked into this number by...
No, I lucked into it.
Okay, I need to order a safety vest.
Okay. All right.
Now, I have a number here. I don't know if it's still the same number.
And this safety vest would be used how?
I'm on a road construction job.
Okay. So that right away rules out the flotation type.
Right.
All right, let me make a note of that. However, you do want the ones that can resist the pressure of, say, an automobile grill or anything like that coming at you at a high rate of speed.
No, no, that's not what we use. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, what kind of safety are you looking for? The best safety is the one that keeps you from getting killed.
What we are required to wear out there, according to IDOT, it's fabric.
Fabric? What can that do? How is that going to help you?
Is this a company called HEAD, LITES?
Yes, it is.
Okay. This is where I've ordered a vest and hats before.
Right, but I think that's the old school models, the kind that looked good but didn't, as studies showed, actually prevent death. We've got new models out now. Are you sure you're not interested in those?
No.
Oh, all right, very good. Then we'll go with the old school style, which, again, looks good, and you see them, of course, in all the photographs. But you will be killed just as fast as anybody in a white T-shirt if you get hit by a vehicle. Very good.
If I get hit by a vehicle, it ain't going to make any difference what kind of vest I got on. I'm probably going to get killed anyway.
Oh, no, no, no. You must not be aware of the new technology. We've had a gentleman last week get hit by a Mack truck. Now, the Mack truck was only going 27 miles an hour, but the point is that's a large vehicle, and he was hit, not a scratch, thanks to the safety vest we sell now.
And, okay, give me some information about this vest.
Well, It's only one-third more expensive than the vest you're talking about, so it's
okay,
not an
I'm not worried about the cost.
I see.
But as far as weight and so forth.
Well, it's real lightweight, because what's supporting this cushion is simply air. So it's lightweight. You know, it's not something that's going to be as stylish. You have people on the side of the road occasionally hearing from drivers saying, hey, is your boat nearby? What's going on? But the point is, it saves your life, and who cares about the remarks from passersby?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a flagger on road construction, and I get remarks day in and day out. I could care less.
What kind of remarks?
Well, not very nice ones sometimes, because we're an inconvenience.
Really? I was thinking the remarks would be more flattering, having to do with your nice figure or something like that.
Well, not hardly at this stage in the game.
No, we're past that. But boy,
yeah.
Those were the days, huh, when that used to happen. I mean, a lot of people complain about it, but the fact is that was a thrill, wasn't it?
Well, there was some of that, but.
Yeah.
Like I say, for the most part, it's usually not very nice because we're holding them up.
Yeah.
And, people don't, everybody's in a hurry nowadays,
mm-hmm.
and we're in the way, and
mm-hmm.
but yet they want nice roads to drive on. And
do you ever find yourself, when they're sort of unloading verbally like that to you, do you ever find yourself saying, my kingdom for a Glock 9mm?
Yeah. I've said many times,
yeah.
It's a good thing they can't read my mind.
Yeah, I've always had this fantasy, and I know this is wrong, but my fantasy is I pull out a gun, I shoot them, their head explodes, and it's like gelatin all over the windshield, but then I'm able to go back in time and bring them back to life and pretend that never happened. But in the meantime, I've released a lot of stress.
Yeah.
So, your thoughts on the safety vest?
No, I'm not going to go that.
I see. Okay, how many would you like?
Okay, I want one. Now, do you still have the same numbers?
Yeah, give me the number you have.
Okay, 19872.
19872. Whoa, we have one left. Yeah.
Okay. Is it the quick release?
Oh, it's quick release, all right. Yeah, it's quick release. Is that for Are you talking about, is there a gentleman on the construction crew who you're close to?
What does that mean?
Well, which quick release option are you looking for?
Well, this is a description on this paper I have on this vest, which means it is a Velcro fastening in the front.
Yeah, the Velcro is for the quick release, all right, so I see. A lot of guys don't need the quick release because they say, what's the hurry? I see what you're saying. Okay, very good. Got that written down.
Now, what other description is on there?
Let's see. It says here, blaze orange, fluorescent orange, bright orange, and roadside orange.
No fluorescent yellow.
Let's see. Electric lime. There's a mellow yellow, which is a really bad color. A lot of people have been hit wearing that.
Well, that lime is probably... Well, evidently, I'm not going to be able to get what I got before, it doesn't sound like.
You know, it's been a while. How long has it been?
Oh... 2004.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a big change in 2005, 2006, where it was out with the old, in with the new. The technology was changing. Studies were showing that certain vests were more appealing. What part of the country you wear these?
Illinois.
Oh, Illinois.
Midwest,
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'm just noticing orders from Illinois. We haven't had many, so you probably don't see much of this there. No.
Well, like I say, you change phone numbers and... I didn't know. I happened to call information because I thought they can't be out of business. So
no,
I called information, and they gave me a warehouse number, and that wasn't even for your company. That was for somebody else, and I finally got that. I've been trying this now for quite a while, and he gave me this number that I finally got you.
You know, let me tell Chuck about this. Chuck, when you were asking yesterday why no one calls anymore, I think I found your answer. I don't think we're listed.
No.
Yeah, Chuck's in the other room. He was saying to me it's been about, I don't know, 6 months since anybody's ordered anything.
When you call your number, it says this number is no longer in service. It's been disconnected. That's the old number.
Oh, boy, that explains it, because we were actually thinking of going out of business because we figured, what with the recession and all, people were just going to sales or thrift stores or garage sales buying old vests and weren't updating anymore, figuring what's the point. But
I had also ordered some Outback hats.
Oh, the Outback hats. Yes,
yeah.
Those were very, very popular, and even those were updated. Although I wear
one of those every day. Yeah. I'm out there working. In fact, some of the state guys that work for the state, IDOT people, liked them so well, they ordered some after seeing mine.
You know what they did to those doggone things, though, and I do not understand this, and we've got them in crates here, and no one wants them. They made them perforated. So we have perforated Outback hats now, and about 6 or 7 different people have reported that they just get scorched. The sun goes right through that, and in some cases, we're even talking about stage 4 melanoma. It didn't protect them at all. You don't perforate an Outback hat.
Uh-uh.
But that's what they did. That's what they did. They said it's lighter, it's more comfortable.
Well, hell, these aren't heavy.
No, I didn't think so either. I didn't think so either.
And they're vented on the sides.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I couldn't, because I needed a new hat, and when I couldn't get a hold of you, I ordered from a place called Gimplers.
Gimplers? You know, that guy used to work here. He said when he left, he'd show us. We never believed him.
Where are you going, honey?
Well, I didn't know he was... Son of a gun. The only thing I didn't like about him is he was a level 3 sex offender, and I thought, boy, if you want to buy from a level 3 sex offender, that's your business. I don't care what kind of a deal someone's offering. If you're a level 3 sex offender, I'm not giving you my hard-earned money. But you do as you want. That's fine.
Well, I had to have some new hats.
Yeah, you know, what the hell? Support a pedophile.
I couldn't get hold of you because you're not listed.
Yeah. Probably funded a trip to Disneyland for the guy.
Well, I hope not.
Well,
but
I don't know.
Like I say, I had to have a new hat,
right.
And when the company you would prefer to buy from isn't listed in the directory, what do you do?
Sure. No, I understand.
I think you guys better get your information out there.
Okay. Boy, I've learned more from this call than I learned from the last marketing seminar I went to.
Well.
Well, where were we on the order?
Well, you got me lost. Okay, are you located at 2280 Ventura Drive?
We are.
Okay. I just want to make sure I got the right information.
Mm-hmm.
See, I've always dealt with a Sue D'Amico.
I'll tell you, Sue was great. And interestingly, when I mentioned earlier about losing some people because of the old vest, Sue was one of them.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, it wasn't. I'll tell you one thing I learned about her. She told me one time that she never wanted to see the age of 50, that she was always a teenager at heart. And
uh-huh.
she ended up getting hit by a vehicle at the age of 49. And I gave the eulogy, and what I told the folks is, this isn't a time to be sad. Had this not happened, I swear this woman would have slit her wrists anyway.
So she's dead?
Yeah, for the most part.
What do you mean, for the most part?
Well, I mean, you never can be 100% sure on these things. You don't go to the morgue and verify. You trust when you see the obit that it's all true.
This has been quite a call.
It has.
Are you like pulling my leg?
You know I am.
You are?
Yeah.
About what?
All of it.
Is this even headlights?
No.
You're kidding.
I am not joking.
Well, then why did he give me that number?
I don't know, but it made my afternoon.
You know anything about this headlight?
Never heard of it.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I've enjoyed speaking with you.
Okay.
All right. Hello? Hello? Hello?